With the Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, no, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Thanks.
Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, good Monday evening, everybody, and welcome to Speaking of America. I'm your host tonight, most nights so far, Don Manning, and I'd like to invite you to stick with us here for the next few hours as we speak with lots of people across the U.S. tonight, I have a feeling. A little later on, we're going to be... Why are we getting a little bit of echo here? A little delay. Okay, a little technical difficulty there with some feedback through the headphones. Let's just start all over again. We're going to be talking with lots of people across the U.S. tonight, lots of women in the Unite Against the War on Women campaign. We're going to be talking to some of their supporters, too, hopefully. Got a lot of phone lines lit up already here tonight. And I'm going to start off real quick with a little sneak preview for next week's program, an interview that just kind of came together here just today as some things go. And our first guest for just a few minutes here tonight, as I said, kind of a sneak preview, should be Mr. Dan Johnson, the founder of the Panda Movement. And Dan, are you there with us?
I am here with you.
Okay, great. Dan, first off, I guess, you know, like I said, we're crunched for time tonight. But, you know, for people out there that don't know about the National Defense Authorization Act, could you give us the kind of the 30-second version of what we're looking at there and then tell us about your movement and what you're trying to bring awareness to and accomplish?
Yeah, of course. The National Defense Authorization Act, or NDAA, is something that's passed every year. It's about 48 years straight now. It basically usually just funds the military. But this year they added a couple new provisions, which in essence, according to groups across the spectrum from the right and left, allows for the indefinite detention. The vague language would allow for it to be interpreted as indefinite detention for American citizens without charging them with anything substantive relating to terrorism. They only have to be suspected. They would never have to be proven. And they could be detained indefinitely.
And also, in the fine print there, does not this allow a citizen to actually be taken to be imprisoned, but more likely to be interrogated using techniques that aren't allowed in the U.S.?
Yeah, and without going into too many legal definitions, that's because the United States created a new category instead of civilian and lawful enemy combatant, they have unlawful enemy combatant, which is a new category not recognized by the UN that allows the United States to use these procedures.
Right. And so just this year, now I've been trying to get a cram course on your movement and what you're doing. And as I said, tonight we're just going to chat for just a few minutes, and we're going to have you on at length next week because we're covering the war against women, and all the supporters and members of that are on the line to talk to us tonight. So I appreciate you taking a few minutes, and I appreciate the supporters and members staying on hold for just a few minutes while we talk to Dan real quick. But you started your movement in January online. Can you give people that website address?
Yeah, we're at peopleagainstndaa.com. It's pretty simple, just peopleagainstndaa.com. All no spaces, and our website should pop up right away.
Okay, and you also have a site on a page on Facebook, am I right?
Yeah, both Facebook and Twitter, actually Facebook, Twitter, and YouTube, if they put a second opinion in. It's facebook.com/a second opinion, YouTube user a second opinion, and Twitter, if you put in the search a second opinion, will pop up.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, great. And you just started this in January, am I right?
Yeah, the idea for the movement came around about November, but we did start in January.
Okay, and what's your background as far as being any kind of protest or dissident? Do you have a background at all in politics, in college, or out on the street? What got you involved?
Besides being interested, I never really had any background in politics. I had it listed on StumbleUpon, basically a random link checker, as politics is one of my interests, and I ran across a YouTube video, believe it or not, on the NDAA, and decided from there that I should probably research that because it sounded slightly out of line of what our country, our Constitution, and our Bill of Rights stood for.
Mm-hmm. And how are things been going so far? What kind of support are you enjoying at this time?
We've garnered some major support since then. Of the people I've contacted, a couple major organizations that the names will probably recognize, from the right to the left, we have Oath Keepers and Patriot Coalition toward the more right side of the spectrum. And then on the leftmost side of the spectrum, you have the American Civil Liberties Union, Amnesty International, and then somewhat in the middle, the Bill of Rights Defense Committee. And those are some huge supporters of our movement that have kind of signed on and said, hey, yeah, we love what you're doing. We're willing to support you in any way we can.
Okay, great. Well, we'd like to give you more airtime, but as I said, we're just giving a little sneak preview of a longer conversation and some comments and questions that we'll take from listeners. But I'd like them to get a little bit of background. And those that aren't as familiar with the NDAA as myself, I've got a basic understanding of it, enough to be irritated, concerned, that's for sure. But next week, I want to really cover the ground on this with you. I'd like it if you could call in, you know, at the same time next Monday, but I'll have some conversation with you between now and then, if that's okay. And in the meantime, if I couldn't find you, you know, have a fairly common name, I couldn't find you on Facebook, if you could maybe find Speaking of America on Facebook or myself through Coffee Party, or we'll trade links via email. I have your email address now so we can get this all together. And I've already got your website posted on my Speaking of America site. We'll get that out with the Coffee Party too, so we get a lot of people to kind of do their homework, and then we'll have a lengthier conversation next week, if that's okay with you, and we'll get into this.
Yeah, that's perfectly fine. And then the best place for people to do their homework is our More Info page. We've spent several hours making sure that has the best links available on the NDAA for people to – a wide variety of links for people to check out.
Yeah, I've only got to spend about 20 minutes on your website. I saw a lot of good, and I saw some links to some videos on YouTube that we'll talk about next week. I've got some questions on how some of those are produced and who's behind them. And so we'll go at it at more length next week. Again, we were talking here with Dan Johnson, the founder of PANDA. That's People Against the National Defense Authorization Act. It's something that everybody in America ought to be concerned with. Go to his website and give us the website address again, Dan, would you please?
Yeah, that's peopleagainstndaa.com.
Peopleagainstndaa.com. Okay, check it out. Dan, thanks so much for calling in. I really look forward to spending more time with you next Monday night on the program. Thanks so much for calling in. I'll be talking to you between now and then.
No problem. Have a good rest of the week and a great rest of the program.
All right. Thank you, Dan. Okay. Dan Johnson from PANDA. That should be a great one next week. I'm going to, for people that haven't called in before, once you call the number and you get the British-sounding lady telling you you're on Blog Talk Radio, you push the number 1 and you're in the queue. Okay, so all I get to see is your telephone numbers, including area code, and the length of time that you've been on hold. And some people have been on hold longer than others, and I appreciate that. I'm going to try to get to everybody. We've got almost 2 hours here, and I've got calls in right now from area codes 337, 310, 443, 302, 706, 503. And the one I think's been on the longest here is 248. So I'm going to go to 248. And you are on the air. This is Don. Who am I speaking with?
Don, it's Karen Teagarden. I'm so glad that I was able to get on first because I wanted to take this opportunity to thank you for all of your support over the last weeks of all of us working so hard to organize for Saturday.
Well, I it's been my pleasure. I mean, if it wasn't a cause and a movement that I really believed, strongly about, we probably wouldn't be having this conversation. But it's been kind of a wild ride, hasn't it? I mean, I first talked to you, I think, just 4 or 5 days after you started your Facebook page when I was on the. The other network there with the Clatu show. And wasn't that just about 4 or 5 days? You had about 6,000 people, I think, at the time that had logged onto your Facebook page and liked it.
Boy, it's all such a blur. You're probably right. It was very, very soon after because I remember we were getting ready to announce some of the things that we were doing. Evolving from that initial idea that Desiree and I had. But I know you have, I really would like the rest of the show to be for the people who are calling in to share the events that are happening all across the country. I am just in awe of the team that has made this a reality. And every person has been such an instrumental part of it. I hope that I get to meet every single one of them in person someday. I've met them just like I met Desi. I've met them online. But I got to meet Desi in 2010 at the John Stewart rally in person, and I hope that happens with everybody else too. And I just want everybody to know how proud I am of everything that they've done.
Well, I had the pleasure of speaking with Desiree here about about 3-4 weeks ago, maybe, and some other women involved. And I tell you, she used a comparison. I think she said something to the effect of that you were like the engine and she was the spark plugs.
She's the spark plug and I'm the coolant. We both are quite passionate. I have this ability to calm myself down and then calm her down a little bit. She's very passionate. I guess both of us would have to be to do something like this.
Right, right. Well, yeah. Karen, I'm so glad that this is. I'm not glad that it had to happen, but I'm glad that you've done what you've done. You've got a tremendous job of organization. You know, I've watched it from the onset, and it's just really taken flight. And I myself and a group are going to the Capitol Saturday, Olympia, and we'll do our thing there. We're going to call in, and we also would like to ask other followers and people that are going to be at the marches to call in to our show that will be on the air live Saturday afternoon. Egberto Willis has a program, and he's going to take calls from people at the protests around the U.S. to get a live update, and that should be real interesting and good for people that can't make it out. But, Karen, thanks so much.
We definitely need that information so we can post it. That would be great. I was not aware of that. Okay.
Yeah, we're going to get that to you. That's something that we just kind of put together in the last few days. So his program is on in the right in prime time. I think he's on like around noon or 1 o'clock. I'll try to get that information and get it on to everybody here before I get off the show. But that would be great. And, Karen, I know you're just probably as the days go tick by to Saturday, you got more and more swirling around you. So great job. I look forward to talking with you again. And if you get to hang with us and listen to more of the show, great. And if you want to get back on and ask questions.
Oh, I'm definitely going to do that. I love to hear the voices of our members.
Okay, great. If you have anything else you want to add to it, just push that one again and we'll get you back on, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
All right. All right. Karen Teagarden, one of the two founders of the movement. And I'm going to try to be all diplomatic here and take people kind of in the length of time that they've been on hold. And one of those people is Aaron in Florida, and then another one here that just called in a little quicker on area code 337. Area code 337. This is Don. Who am I speaking to, and where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Renee Davis. I'm calling from Louisiana, and I am our national campus organizer for Unite Women.
Great, and I'm sorry I didn't catch your first name again.
Renee Davis.
Renee, okay, and in Louisiana.
Yes,
and you're the national organizer?
I am the national campus organizer. I'm over all of our university campus programs we have across the country.
Great. And what kind of support have you been getting there?
Well, what we have is we've got over 150 campus organizers on different campuses across the country that have joined efforts with already established groups on campus to get the college-age students involved in each of their state events. And we've been educating them on the legislative actions that are specific to their state so that they're aware just exactly what's going on and how it's going to impact their lives.
Great. And are you going to be making it to the Capitol yourself this Saturday? And what's that shaping up to look like?
Yes. Our event here in Louisiana, I will be at. It's in Baton Rouge. We are as deep south as you can get, and we have had just tremendous support here in the state. And we'll be having our rally in Baton Rouge from 10 to 2 at across the street from our old state capitol. And we've got a huge campus program here in the state as well, but it's tremendous. It's amazing the amount of people that have come out. I've been with the group since the very first 24 hours that Karen created it, and moved from being a state leader in Louisiana to being a regional person, and then now I am on the national level with the campus people.
Great, great. What kind of numbers are you looking at, do you think, or do you have an idea of what you're going to have there on Saturday?
Here in Louisiana locally?
Right.
Our actual membership that has been organizing in our group is right at 500. So we're hoping that at least every member will have someone with them. So we're pretty confident that we'll have at least 1,000 people show up, which is pretty good, you know, when you consider where we're at.
Yes. Yeah. You, like you said, you're as far south as you can get, so... I'm sure that you've met with maybe a little bit of resistance or some backlash, and it's commendable that you're making a stand and letting your voice be heard. That's what it's all about. For people that may be listening to the program, men and women, that aren't involved with this movement, tell me the name or the address of the website where they can go to check things out in their state to find where the marches are going to be at that they can join into.
Okay, if they go to unitewomen.org, we have a map right there on our front door, and all you have to do is click on your state, and it will bring up a window that you can go to find where the event is happening in your state. There's also the opportunity if you want to volunteer and work that day, but it will give you all the information. It's just easy. Point and click on your state, and the information comes up.
Okay, great. Renee, are you going to be able to hang with us here while I take some other calls, or maybe a question for you down there in Louisiana?
Yeah, I will be here.
Okay, great, because I've got about 10, 12 people on hold here now that want to get on online here. So thank you so much, and we'll get back to you here shortly, I hope. That's Renee, the campus organizer for the movement in Louisiana, and she's heading for Baton Rouge. I'm going to be talking with, I believe it's Aaron in Florida here next, and then people with area codes, 706 and 503. You'll be coming up shortly. So 706 and 503. And right now, if she still is on the line with us, I hope. Aaron in Florida, this is Don. You're on the air. And how are you doing tonight? Hello, Aaron. Did we lose you? Okay, we lost Aaron, evidently. Or there's a bad connection there. So I'm going to go to area code 706. Area code 706. This is Don. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with, and where are you calling from?
My name's Peggy McCollum. I'm from Columbus, Georgia.
Peggy from Georgia.
Mm-hmm.
The Peach State. All right. And what's going on down there in Georgia?
Well, we've been working really hard to organize for our march in Atlanta on Saturday. We've got a good, strong core group of women who have been putting a lot of effort in, and we're just working on getting the word out, trying to get as many people up to Atlanta as we can. Hello?
Yeah, I'm sorry. I'm having a little bit of problem with our feed here on my end for some reason. I apologize for that. What are you looking at yourself in numbers, do you think? Do you have any kind of feel for what you're going to have?
Well, it's really hard to tell because we have, we've got, let me go to our page and see how many numbers we have on our wall right now. Okay, in our Georgia group on Facebook, we've got about 430 people. But then we have people I know who are interested who aren't involved with the group. We've got over 200 people responding on the event page. But then I know there are people coming who aren't on Facebook. So It's just really hard to tell. We're going to have to find out. I'm hoping we'll have at least several hundred. I know we've got some people coming from other groups, too, so it's up in the air. I have no idea, but I'm excited. I mean, it's just building and building and building, and it feels good to have people listening, you know?
Right. And a lot of times I know, when you have an opinion about something, whether it be this or anything really of a political and or social nature, you can be surrounded with them, I guess, you know, those that don't think the same way. So it is a good feeling, isn't it, to get with people that are on the same sheet of music, as it were, that are, you know, going to stand there with you. And it's got to be a great feeling. I've been to, you know, several protests and again, going to this one Saturday, and there's a certain of adrenaline you get going when you know you're getting around people that are thinking the same way as you. It's just a good feeling to know, yes, they are out there. Sometimes
Absolutely.
It takes a lot of nerve. It takes a lot of nerve to put on the boots and get out there and let your voice be heard. But Sometimes it just has to be done. So,
well, you know, we are a very red state here. So
right.
It's important for other people who feel the same way to know that they're not alone. There are a lot of us out here, and we're just trying to organize and let everybody know that they're not alone, and we need to get out the vote.
Right, and you've being in Georgia, you've had some pretty heavy-handed legislation drawn up as far as...
You mean like
our
lovely legislator who likes to compare women to livestock?
I was going to tiptoe around that, but unbelievable. Peggy, can you stay on the hold too? Are you going to be able to hang with us? I know it's a little bit later back there in Georgia, but are you going to be able to hang on so we can possibly come back to you after I talk with a few of the other people on hold here too? And one thing that I'm going to ask Peggy and other people that are remaining on the line, and so far the women that I've spoken to, I'm going to probably, time permitting, come back, and I'd like to have, you know, your story, you know, not necessarily 25 words or less, but kind of the Reader's Digest version of, you know, what was it? What was that one thing, that one event, that one moment that just got you to say, like the guy in the movie, you know, I'm mad as hell and I'm not going to take it anymore. I've got to do something. What was it that made you get to that point? So I'm not going to throw that at you as a gotcha question. I'm putting that out there for you to think about, and I'll probably come back to everybody that I've already spoken to and ask that. And then perhaps some of the other people, I'm going to be going to 503, and after 503, I'm going to be going to 302 and 443, okay? Taking everybody kind of by the way, the length of time they've been on hold here. So right now I'm going to 503. This is Don. And who am I speaking to, and where are you at? 503. Okay, 503, I don't have any more, so we're going to go to 302, area code 302. This is Don. You're on the air. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, Don. My name is Darrell Brown. I'm a campus organizer in Richmond, Virginia.
Oh, another campus organizer. Okay, in Richmond, you said?
That's correct.
Okay, and your name is Darrell?
That's correct.
Okay, and how's things shaping up in Virginia?
Well, Virginia has really been on the map in the war against women. We've been organizing, and we've been very effective, and I like to think that we're kind of known now as a success in how to organize for women's rights. And we're really getting the movement going. We've got 950 members of Unite Women in Virginia now. We're really hoping to get some big numbers out for our event on Saturday. And we have a lot of plans as to what we're going to do in the community in terms of voter registration, making sure that there's a plan in place to combat ID voter disenfranchisement. We have some trap laws that have been passed. Regulations are being decided upon by the Board of Health here. One of our next pushes is going to be to come together, form a coalition with other groups, and decide how best to combat that, shine the light on the health board, and to hopefully make them not be too overbearing with the trap regulations, since we can't actually stop them at this point. And to utilize the media as best we can.
Okay. Darrell, are you on a Bluetooth or some kind of a hands-free device? Or?
Yes, I am.
Okay, because we're having a little problem. I'm hearing you, but you're fading kind of in and out quite a bit, and sometimes to the point to where you're barely being heard. So I don't know if it's possible for you to get on the regular phone hookup, but I think you'd come across.
Is that better?
That's a lot better. I was actually picking up my, I was actually picking up my voice a little bit coming through your mic there. That's excellent. What kind of numbers are you looking at? I mean, how many people do you feel you're going to have there in your march?
Well, having experienced the March 3rd phenomenon that we had here in the Capitol, where some of our protesters were arrested on the steps of our Capitol, I know that you can usually expect more than officially sign up. Right now we've got 331 people who are officially going. I'm going to bet that that number is going to be at least 500.
Uh-huh.
And it's quite possible that we'll get a lot more because we're not just doing social media activism. We're also on the ground. We've done multiple tabling events on VCU campus, J. Sergeant Reynolds campus. We're out there putting up flyers. We're trying to get the awareness up in all the old-fashioned ways as well as the new technological ways. So I'm hoping that we get a lot of people on the ground.
And did you, right before I brought you on, did you hear me ask the question about you know,
moment?
Yeah, exactly. What was that for you?
I know exactly what it was. It was during open session when they were debating, or where they were debating the amendments for the ultrasound bill, and I was in chambers upstairs watching this happen live. I remember that it was pointed out to the sponsors of the bill and those who were responsible for drafting the amendments that they had given a pass to the wrong kind of miscarriage, an exception to a miscarriage that doesn't require you to have a DNC to complete it, which means that women who still had a dead fetus inside of them were going to be required to listen to a heartbeat, have an ultrasound that there's no way that their insurance would pay for, and because it was completely medically unnecessary at that point, pay for that in order to have a procedure that would save them from sepsis and basically save their lives. And this was pointed out to them by one of our Democratic delegates, and they basically ignored her. They had time at that time to change the wording of the amendment. They didn't have a single doctor helping them draft these amendments. And they just basically put it to a vote right there, right after she spoke, and passed on through. And I walked out of the chamber and sat down on the steps and cried because I just couldn't believe that anyone could. There was just such a moral disconnect there, and I was shocked, and I wept like a child, and I realized that the people who are really behind this, it has nothing to do with saving babies. It has nothing to do with women's health or taking better care of women in any way, and they just use those terms to motivate people who don't really know what's going on. And I was there. I saw it with my own eyes, and I'll never forget that. And I will never be able to forget that in my entire life.
Well, that is quite a moment, and that's a hard act to follow, I'm sure. But you know, I do want to hear, you know, from the other women and people involved that call in tonight and see, you know, just what, you know, what it is. Myself, not being a woman, obviously, you know, what got me involved was just the repeated stupidity is the only word I can come up with for starters on some of the things that were being proposed. And I'm just like, did I somehow get in a time warp here or something, or an alternate universe? I mean, there's no explaining. It was like a bad a bad David Lynch movie or something. I'm just like, oh, what the heck? Why all of a sudden are we having this noise about these kind of issues? This is just unbelievable. Yeah. So go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, I'm a nursing student. I'm not particularly educated in how the political process works, although I'm heuristically learning by the moment. But what my belief is that these people have always been around. There's always been extremists. But it is easy to whip those people into a furor and to get them moving in a direction that you want them to move. And they provide you cover. They provide noise. They provide not only motivation, but they provide noise to cover what your real agendas are. And I think that the people who are leading the pro-life movement, who are really, like, funding it and pushing it, really don't care about it. And I think that they're, you know, whipping people into a frenzy. And this is sort of, unfortunately, in Virginia, our local legislators and senators at the state level, a lot of them, well, there are a few of them that really, really hardcore believe in it. The rest are kind of aware that it is not politically sanguine for them to disagree with those people because, in the broader national view, people are being whipped into that furor for a purpose. And so they don't want to cross those lines. But here in Virginia, at least, we have, you know, like Bob Marshall has been around forever. He's worked with right-wing anti-abortion, anti-contraception for decades.
I'm losing you. Darrell,
I'm losing
you again, yeah.
Can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay. In our state, we have people like Bob Marshall, who's been working with right-wing anti-abortion, anti-contraception groups for decades. This is his baby, and he'll always push it, and he's even been known to confront doctors and other medical people and tell them that he knows best when life begins. And this is why they should listen to him, and this is why they're wrong. He has no medical training, but he's willing to debate with those people to the end of the earth. The problem is there's a lot of public support for that opinion right now. Opinion is more important than the fact if you can shout it loud enough.
Right, exactly. And that's the way it always has been. Darrell, are you going to be able to stay on the line here, and we can come back to you in a little bit? I'm going to be going to 443 and 310 and 914, I think, are the area codes I'm going to be taking next. Can you stay on the line, Darrell?
Yes, I can.
Okay, great. That's Darrell in Virginia, and I think she also is a campus organizer as our friend down in Louisiana there, Renee. Okay, I'm going to go to area code 310 and then 914 and 406. You'll be coming up. So if we've still got you here, area code 310, this is Don. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Don. This is Caleb Files. I'm a regional campus organizer for the Midwest hailing from Kansas City.
Oh, great. Okay. And what's how's things going? Another campus organizer, I'd like it. How's things going in Kansas City? What's it looking like for you?
Great. I'm actually a regional, so I have the entire Midwest and Montana, and I've been working with each state in the Midwest to make sure that they have good representation on their campuses at the marches, and then to be that in between the campuses, and then Renee as the national campus organizer.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm not sure where all the rest of our other calls that are on hold here are coming from, and we're getting a bunch of them here. This is great. I hope everybody can hang on there and be patient. I know I lost a few of you. Before I get back to Caleb here in Kansas City, want to give a heads up to people that are in area code. They're in area code 914 and 406 and 256, I believe. You've been holding a long time. We're going to get to you too. Caleb, as I started to say, the people I've talked to so far, yourself in Kansas City and Renee in Louisiana, Darrell in Virginia, Peggy in Georgia, we're we're talking some pretty deep red states there. How has your activities been? Well, I don't want to say the word accepted because I don't know. For the most part, you know, I'm sure they have with your supporters, but how generally is it going over for you? What kind of reactions are you getting on this path to Saturday?
Sure. I think in Missouri it's been really easy having Rush Limbaugh hailing from our state and making comments like he did. And now the Speaker of the House, Steve Tilley, wants to place a bust of Rush Limbaugh in the House of, or in the Hall of Famous Missourians, rather, in our Capitol. And that kind of right as the time that Unite Women was starting was when we found out that there was going to be this bust placed in the Capitol. And so we had wildfire in Missouri regarding that. All of the women's organizations and Progress Missouri and a lot of the other like-minded progressive organizations were like, you know, we can't have this bust be placed because he doesn't represent Missouri. And so that was a nice way to we were able to then jump on the Unite Women and start working to organize with this march, having the catalyst from the bust of Rush being placed in the Capitol.
Well, so Rush helps out again kind of by proxy there, huh?
He does, yep.
Yeah, and this movement to put the bust of Rush, that's funny right there, but this movement to do that, which is another unbelievable thing, I've never heard this. Was this after his 3-day tirade on the Georgetown student?
It was. It was announced the day after the tirade ended, actually.
Oh, so that's the timing that they choose to propose that. That's something unbelievable. How was there something in particular with you, Caleb, that got you involved in this?
Sure.
I mean, this one point?
I was the social justice coordinator at the University of Missouri, Kansas City for Residential Life for Women's and Gender Equality for last semester. And then I took off this semester to focus on classes. But I think that my having a twin sister and wanting her to have the same rights that I'm entitled to, and then having children down the road and knowing that I want you know, whether I have a daughter or a son, I want them to have equal protections under the law and to be able to make those decisions that they need to make for themselves and not be able to be told who makes them for them.
So how soon after this movement started were you involved?
Our state organizer in Missouri, her name's Courtney Cole, and she ran for House of Representatives in 2010 and unfortunately lost, but I worked on her campaign, and she asked me immediately after we got started in Missouri to start working on campuses. And then Renee was reaching out to all of the states to find a campus organizer, and I got started in Missouri, and then I got asked to be a regional.
Great. Are you going to be able to hang with us here? I've compiled about a dozen or more people here that want to get on, and then I'm going to try to touch base with everybody again. Will you be able to stick with us, Caleb?
I should be able to.
Okay, great. Well, I'm going to put you on hold then, and I'm going to be going to a line I think I lost earlier. We'll try and find out here and see. This could be Aaron calling back. And am I right? This is Don. And would this be Aaron from Florida?
Hey, Don. Yeah, this is Aaron. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. It's a little echoey, but I can hear you. And sorry we lost you there last time. What's on your mind, Aaron?
That's fine. I just wanted to say you were asking the reasons we had people had joined UniteWomen.org. And for me, it really was the incident with Sandra Fluke and Rush Limbaugh. 3 days of his tirade, I was just appalled, and I was just like you. I felt like I'd woken up and found myself in an alternate universe that somehow that was okay
right.
with people. And I was watching newscasts where that just seemed okay, and I was just outraged. And I know a lot of other women were outraged, and that's when I really became aware of a lot of the outrageous just onslaught of proposed and enacted laws that are just hateful and disrespectful of women that have been proposed in the last couple of years.
Right.
And,
what part of Florida? What part of Florida are you in?
Tampa.
In Tampa, okay. And are you involved
right.
with are you involved with part of the movement down there at all? Are you planning to take it to the street Saturday and protest in March?
Right. I'm not really involved in the rallies, but I know that there's several of them around Florida. There's a real big one in Tallahassee and Orlando and Fort Lauderdale, and there's a few more around the state. I know they're expecting a big turnout for them. I'm going to be attending, and some of my friends and my daughter are going to be attending the one in Tallahassee.
Oh, great. Okay. Now, help me out on my geography. Tallahassee is the capital, isn't it?
Right. Yep.
Okay, great. So you're going to the Capitol on Saturday, and you're going with friends, and you said your daughter, too?
Right.
Okay, and can I ask, how old is your daughter?
She's 21.
Oh, okay. And so she's on board with this, obviously. And so it sounds like Florida is probably going to have more than one area that is going to be in the spotlight on this. What do you hope comes from this, and do you think that there's going to be quick results of this Saturday? Do you think it's going to get the media that it should? Do you think it's going to affect any change or start it down a pathway? What's your gut feeling, if we could put it that way?
I think people like Rush Limbaugh that took their misogyny and evil mindedness public did us a huge favor, because it just woke up a lot of women around this country. And I think as we get closer to Election Day, and if we can get the word out to other women so they're just more aware and understanding of what's going on in the legislatures, just quietly going on, that will hurt their daughters and their granddaughters in the future. I think that they'll realize it's not a partisan issue. It's not a moral issue. It's about women's civil rights and equal protection
right.
under the law, and not allowing the legislature or any kind of government entity to come between a woman and her doctor and making choices about her health care. A woman's body is a public property. It doesn't belong to a religion, and it's not subject to public debate or public laws, and it's not, part of anyone's public use or disposition. It's her body. And so then it's not really about, abortion laws or anything else. It's about the horrific injustices that are going to start taking place, that have started taking place, that are going to make women a separate class of citizen in the United States, not an equal member of the protected under the law. When they realize that, it's gonna have a huge impact on women and men around the country. And I think that we need to send a bouquet to Rush Limbaugh, because he has helped us stop a huge injustice, and I think that you'll see that in November.
Those are some good comments. Aaron, are you going to be able to hang on the line there with us while I take some other calls?
Well, I'm coming up on midnight, but I just wanted to
put
my two cents.
Sure.
And
okay.
I just wanted to thank Aaron for starting this movement a few months ago. It was really small, and she and the organizers have just worked tirelessly day and night, truly altruistically, to help other women, and I just wanted to say thank you to them and thank them for allowing me to help them whatever little bit I can. And I just wanted to encourage anyone that's listening to donate to go to unitewomen.org and donate to the to the organization.
Great, great. And I think Karen is still on the line here, and a lot of other people too listening. So I'm sure they heard your thanks, and I'm sure they thank you for getting on board and bringing friends and your daughter and getting out here in numbers. So thanks, Aaron. I realize now, it is about midnight in Florida, and I appreciate that you were up so late to call in, and I hope you do it again sometime. I really appreciate your call, and good luck Saturday, and we'll look forward to seeing the results and hopefully talking to you again.
That's wonderful. I'll listen and archive. Don, thank you for hosting the show. Bye-bye.
You bet. Thank you. Aaron in Florida heading for Tallahassee on Saturday. Okay, 914, I'm coming up to you next. And, wow, if I had some kind of cyber medal, I'd give it to you if you're still on the line here, because you've been on hold for like 40 minutes, it looks like. 914 area code, are you still there?
Hi, Don.
Hello.
Don,
is this
is Desiree.
Oh, I knew it. When I heard you say hi, Don, I thought so. Desiree, great. So we've got both the powerhouses. We got the spark plug on the phone now. Desiree Jordan, the other founder, the co-founder of Fight Against the War on Women. Desiree, have you been able to listen from the start? Karen was on just about 45 minutes.
Yes, I was. And, you know, I would hang on forever just to talk to you again. I swear. You've been with us from the beginning, Don, and I would hang on forever to talk to you, just to tell you how far we've come in 9 weeks. It's been a blur. I haven't eaten properly, slept. We haven't. I've never seen anything like this. The humanity that came out of this awes me, floors me. I vacillate between crying, laughing, and begging for money, which I've taken to do lately really well with no shame. And I just want to thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you for being there from the beginning.
Well, you don't need to thank me, really. I mean, I'm just a guy that got ticked off and was totally embarrassed by some of my fellow men, the gender men, that have started this nonsense and kept it going. And I'm just astounded. You know, I'm getting to the point where I think that it's just a war on everybody that they, you know, put that in quote marks, whoever they is. It's a war on everybody that they feel doesn't put enough black ink on that bottom line that maybe is, in their mind, taking from it. They're pandering to other interests that are, in their book, going to help them get reelected. They're going against people that don't have lobbyists and they don't think have a voice.
Well, I think they made a mistake.
They made a mistake on the voice part, that's for sure.
Don, I want to tell you what I've learned in this 9-week journey. No amount of money on God's green earth or this planet can buy the hearts and the minds of decent American citizens. No amount of money. I don't care how much money they have. They will never buy the decency of what it means to be American. They will never take that from us.
I agree. I mean, there's quotes throughout the decades that would back you up on that. I mean, when you have a cause and you feel as passionate as people do on this, the money doesn't matter. It's all about what's in your heart, in your mind, and like you said, as long as you got to hang on to get it done, and all the women and Caleb there in Kansas City that we talked to earlier, everybody's dedicated to make a showing and make a point and have their voice heard, and so far that's still allowable. You know, we'll be talking in the future, next week's show, about how, you know, the voice of protest is trying to be squashed by them, they, whoever them and they are. And so I'm hoping that this is another one of those watershed moments this Saturday. And I don't know how the media is going to be able to tippy-toe around this thing. I really don't.
Well, you know, Don, I am a therapist / social worker, and I always greet adversity looking for what good can come out of it, because I think how you face adversity depends a lot. Like, if you respond to it negatively, you'll get negativity. But if you respond to it understanding that it's something that has to happen to make you grow, then you will overcome whatever adversities that you have. And I think that that's a key part of this movement that started Two Voices in the Night, that became 20,000. That's a key part of it, is that two people who seemingly powerless didn't really realize the power in standing up, in not being complicit, in not looking the other way. Every woman that worked with us for free and volunteered their time, Don, they stood up with us.
Right.
And Sandra Fluke, she took the first step. She stood up. And then Carolyn Maloney stood up and walked out and asked, where are the women? Well, UnitedWomen.org is here to show Carolyn and the rest of the elected officials who would silence our voices that we are here, and we are here in the thousands. And we're not going anywhere. We're not going to march and go home and sit on our sofas. Oh, it's just the kickoff, the march. And when you talk about, oh, well, media doesn't see us, and you know, all that's not going to be important when the march comes, because, you know, I'm in New York, and so people in New York don't we have a thing where you RSVP. People in New York just show up. It's word of mouth. It's not national media. It's not. And so, you know, we're going to get media, I'm sure. But the fact that we did this without media, how awesome is that? The fact that we did this with no money, and I do mean no money, is so earth-moving that it makes me so proud to be American. They'll never take that from me. This is what democracy looks like. And they'll see it on 4/28 when we all hit the capitals.
Now, are you going to be at the Capitol, or are you going to be in New York?
We're in New York City. We tried really hard to organize in Albany, but it didn't work out. And the fact is, we here in New York have managed to accomplish what we have accomplished with a core staff of 5 people, which they have held me together, Don. That would be Nan Cantor, Rachel DeDora, Karen Marr, Cass Lou, who's 10 days old to this magnificent coalition of powerhouse women. We do have one woman in Albany. I call her my Susie Becky Anthony. Her name is Becky Hahn, and she's up in Albany. She's been with us from the beginning. She's going to be organizing a convoy or a bunch of rides to come on down, and we can't wait to see her face and hug her. And it's been a bare bones working in between, working all night, not sleeping. These women, I don't know how the universe put them in my life, Don, but if I don't do anything else, I've met the most magnificent set of 21,000 women that I could ever hope to be blessed with, ever, in my life. If I get nothing out of it but that, I can die happy.
Wow.
Because
well,
I know that Americans stood up. I mean, our rally, you know, I think I discussed it with you early. You know, you've been asking the question, what happened? What happened, Desiree, that you got on the phone, you called Karen, and your guys vented, and then you decided to take action?
Right.
For me, Don, it was what I felt to be a breach of the American inalienable right to freedom of speech. Those five pastors, with their presence in that room, were complicit in chipping away at what is intrinsically American, my freedom of speech. And
right.
I think that something snapped in me. Because, you know, America is only 250 years old, yes. And we do have our problems, yes. But guess what? There's no place on the planet like this country, and I'll never take that back as an African-American woman. I will never exchange my passport for any other in this world. Because I know where we're coming from, and I know how fast we've gotten where we've gotten. And I know the future. Democracy is a road. It's not a destination. You know, and I look at my TV and every other soundbite, it's, well, the American people says, yet no one acts the American people. Well, on 428, on 428, Don, we won't need to be asked because our voices will be heard. And you know, Don, I'm not going to take up all your time. I'm just going to you that.
I love having you on. Are you kidding, Desiree? anybody that can talk like you talk at midnight? In New York, I love it. I tell you what, I'd be listening to you all night long because you got some great things to say. And I just wrote down one of them, and I don't know if you came up with that yourself, if it's original, but I love it. Democracy is not a road, or it's a road. Democracy is a road. It's not a destination. I love that. And
I made that
also,
up.
Well, I love it.
I will coin that phrase.
Okay,
yeah, that,
well, I'm going to quote you on that. I'll tell you, I love it. Democracy is a road. It's not a destination. I love it.
We've got to all go together as Americans, and we've got to realize that. And so, you know, we planned our march, as you know, from the beginning, from the shirtwaist factory, and you don't know how the stars have aligned. I got my permit. The police in New York City, loveunitewomen.org, they rolled out the red carpet for us. I've got such a cross-section of speakers that you wouldn't believe. And I'm going to read just some of the endorsers that we have had. And you tell me whether or not Mr. Bona will be crying real tears November.
Are these people that are going to speak at the rally in
yes,
New York?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah.
I'll just roll off a list of them. We've got Advocates for Youth. We've got Martha Plimpton's organization, A is 4. We've got Americans for Separation of Church and State. We've got Breakthrough. We've got Catholics for Choice. We've got the Center of Inquiry. We've got Coalition of Labor Union Women. We've got Code Pink, Coffee Party, Katrina Vanderhoevel, National Organization of Women, National League of Latina American Citizens, National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health, the National Equal Rights Amendment Alliance. We've got Columbia Humanist Society, Hunter's Women and Genders Program. We've also got, and now you tell me this isn't the stars lining up. We've got here in New York, Carolyn Maloney as our keynote speaker. We've also got the Religious Coalition for Reproductive Choice. And these are five different dogmas or faiths who are going to get up on that stage and tell their fellow New Yorkers how tired they are of having their religion used for the purposes of persecution of others when this country was founded by fleeing religious persecution. So,
exactly. I've said that for years, and I'm not going to profess a religion one way or the other here, but I will put out to people that believe in and draw their strength from the Bible. They tell me that they're of one denomination or another that holds that Bible up, and I say, okay, I've got one of those, and somewhere in there, I believe it's in Matthew, there's a verse that says, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me.
Do to me.
I don't see a lot of that being practiced, you know.
But, Don, you know, here's the thing. There will be different faiths, Muslim, Catholic, and I'm not one to believe in his story either. However, I was raised in a Christian home by a Christian grandmother, and I know what my grandmother instilled in me.
Mm-hmm.
And what she never, ever did to me was force me to believe what she believed. She forced me to critically think, and she never, ever, ever restricted free thought. Or dialogue,
right.
Or exchange.
Well, you said something right there. You said that your grandmother forced you to critically think, and that's a tremendous point right there, because you can take religion out of there. You can take a college degree out of there. You know, I don't care.
Exactly.
If you don't possess the mechanics and the cerebral power to use critical thought, then you're just going to be another one of the sheep with amnesia that keep running up to the loudest megaphone and you know, braying at it or
and
watching.
Another important thing, you know, I'm not a doctor. I'm a social worker. So I do not dare comment on reproductive, anything medical. I just would feel as though I wasn't, what's the word? I just wouldn't be, you know, good at that. And
all
so
fine, yeah.
We also have another powerhouse volunteer that just came on, and her name is Dr. Catherine London. Can I tell you? She's amazing. Her drive, her dedication, and, you know, we're asking, where are the doctors? Where are the doctors?
Right.
These draconian laws are going to maybe have you arrested one day for homicide in the first degree.
Oh,
or second
I know.
Where are you? Where are men who have daughters, like that brave young man who just got on the phone and said, you know what, I've got a twin sister. You know, you ask the stories that sparked people. And there's one story that will never leave me. I was sitting in a conference in Albany to lobby, and a woman about 85 years old quietly walked up to me and touched me on my shoulder and said, Miss, I'm 85 years old, and I had an abortion before it was legal. Don, you don't know what that did to me. I don't know a life without choice, and I don't plan on knowing a life without choice. Privacy, access, and equality. I don't know a life without those things. And our souls melded, because it just crystallized in that moment what was at stake here. She carried that with her. She has carried that. Women don't have abortion for fun. This is not a decision women make just wantonly.
Right. Yeah, well,
women are reproductive beings, and as such, we deserve respect, we deserve privacy, we deserve access, and we deserve choice. To have a baby when we want to, not when the government wants me to, and not when the church wants me to.
Desiree, I've kept you up this late. Are you going to be able to hang in there for another 45 minutes? Oops. Doggone it. We lost Desiree. For some reason, we got her dropped. Desiree, if you can still hear us there, call back in, please. We lost Desiree there. I'm going to go to area code 406. You have been very patient, and hopefully you are still on the line. Area code 406, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay, and who am I speaking with?
My name is Bridget Case Guild. I'm from Montana.
Oh, hi, Bridget. Have we talked to you before a few weeks ago in Montana?
I think so.
Oh, okay, so. Okay. Are you...
There's not a lot of us here, but there's very few of me.
Okay. Well, what part of Montana are you from? My mom, her side of the family came from Montana. She was born in the little town of Harleton.
Oh, sure, yeah. No, I'm south of Livingston, just north of Yellowstone Park, in a little tiny place called Immigrant. It's not really a town. We have a general store, a saloon, and a flashing light at our little intersection, so I don't think it really counts as a town per se. But, yep, that's where I'm at.
Oh, okay, great. Well, what can you tell us about what's going on? Are you involved with the women's movement here?
Oh, yeah, I'm the state leader for Montana. We've had an amazing couple of months. I got involved, at the end of February. I think I officially called for about 3 days trying to get in touch with someone to get involved in this, and was able to contact, I think, Laura Chazelle out of Michigan. She and I chatted, and I signed up as the Montana state leader because I was beside myself. I was so pissed off about everything that had been happening that I'd been reading about, and decided to take the reins and do my best to organize a rally here in Montana, which is not an easy feat given we've got a giant state. It takes us 12 hours to drive, east-west, and about 10 to drive north-south. So I've been a lot of time in my car driving around the state. But I've been appalled and absolutely blown away by the response. I mean, now I'm getting people calling me. I had a phone call today from a woman who's running for the attorney general, wants to speak at the rally. I mean, I'm having now people call me to say, how can we get involved? Is it too late for us to endorse? And, of course, I laugh and say, absolutely not. Come on.
Mm-hmm. Now,
so
back up just 1 second. You said somebody from the attorney general's office. Who was that again, or what capacity?
Well, she's actually running for the attorney general's position here in Montana. She's the first woman to run in 100 years.
Oh, okay. So she's a candidate.
Okay. Yep.
And what party is she running with?
I'm sure she's Democratic.
Okay. I was just wondering, she's either that or an independent or something possibly. Okay.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
She's going to speak at the rally. And what kind of a feeling
do you... I actually had to say, you know what, let me look at my agenda. I have 12 speakers already online. And as much as I want to have a great venue and have a lot of speakers, I also don't want folks that are going to stand up for, you know, over an hour and a half to listen to folks. So I'm really being conscientious about making sure we don't have too long of speakers. But we're going to try to fit her in. I think it would be nice. I'm also trying not to have just politicos up there speaking. I'd like to have some regular folks up there talking about how this is affecting them.
That's a good idea to keep it that way too. What's your gut feeling for Saturday then? What kind of numbers are you looking to? You know, what are you expecting? Everybody bring a friend. A friend brings a friend. What's the what's the number you think you're going to come up with?
You know, we've got about, I think we're at 510 on our Facebook group. But and I'm not sure who just mentioned that the Facebook group isn't necessarily reflective of who's coming, because we do have a lot of organizations. In fact, Planned Parenthood of Montana has agreed to send out an email to their 11,000 members in Montana, as well as sending a postcard to all their Helena folks, and then a follow-up email to their entire listserv as well. I also got a call from the AFL-CIO in Montana, and they are on board. Their executive secretary is going to speak at the event, and they're going to send it out to their 1,500-plus membership as well on their listserv. So as
well
as NARAL, I mean, I'm hoping for 500. I'm going to cross my fingers for 1,000, but I'd love to see more than that. And it's really hard. It's hard in this state because, you know, as people have alluded to, this is such a new organization. We didn't have a membership to call from. We didn't have a list to send emails out. It was building it from the ground up. And, you know, it started with me talking to friends and getting them to help me out. So I've got five or six ladies that have been working, and men actually that have been working to get the word out. I've gotten so much support and help from folks. It's been overwhelming. And it's just even in the little town of Gardner, which nobody has probably heard of. It's the north entrance of Yellowstone National Park. It's a town of maybe 800 people, I think, is our population down there. I think I have 30 women and men coming from Gardner. I mean, that's crazy. It's a 3-hour drive. I mean, we had people asking, are you doing multiple events? And I said, I can't, there is no way logistically that we could make that happen in Montana. It's just, we're just so spread out. But you know what I found?
Okay,
is
now
that,
are you?
Go ahead.
Tell me again. Are you holding your rally in Helena or?
Yep. It's going to be on our Capitol, on the lawn of the Capitol building.
And what time does it start?
We've got a band starting at 11. They are called the Frontal Limbotomies, like Limbaugh, like Rush Limbaugh, which I thought was a great play on word. They're going to start at 11, and our speakers are starting at noon. And my hope is our speakers will be about an hour, hour and a half, and then we're just going to do a march right around the Capitol, right on the Capitol grounds, because Helena is really hilly. So when we looked at doing a march in the streets, not only was it going to be a lot more expensive, it wouldn't be accessible to handicapped folks, so we didn't want to do that. It's a really steep hill from where we were thinking about doing it, and rather than try to deal with that complication, we just decided to do a rally on the lawn of the Capitol building. So that's our plan as of now.
Well, that was good thinking on the handicapped part there too. So it sounds like you've got all the angles covered. I want to pop in here for just a second and tell people with the following area codes that I plan on getting to you here. We still have 45 minutes, and I really appreciate everybody, especially, you know, further east of me, because, you know, we're after midnight on the East Coast now. I've got area code, after we talk with Bridget here, I've got area code 201, and I've got area codes 503 and 410 and 225. Those will be the area codes I'll be going to in that order. And then I've still got, I think, Peggy in Georgia and Darrell in Virginia, Renee in Louisiana. If they're still on the line there, we'll touch back with them. I may even try to call Desiree back here if we have time. We lost her somehow. Her call dropped off. It wasn't on my end, so her cell phone battery might have died. That happened last time I talked to her. So I tell you what, if I had my cell phone hooked up to her energy, I'd never have to recharge it, because that lady is a house on fire, I'm telling you.
To call in right after Desi, man, I was like, oh, wow, how am I going to follow her up? Jeez, she's got awesome energy. And frankly, Don, that's why we're all involved, right? We have the energy from folks like Desi and from folks like Karen, who are leading this march with such confidence and eloquence in speaking about this issue and how it affects us so much. It's hard not to talk about without getting emotional. I mean, on Facebook, we have these chats that go on pretty regularly about, oh, my gosh, you're just feeling all these emotions. I mean, I'm daily just have a nauseous feeling of excitement and stress and and, you know, I don't even know all the words to put into it. But, you know, thinking that we're less than 5 days away now from this event that we've been working so hard on for so long. I mean, I know I'm not the only one who – I have a full-time job. I have a career. I'm a historian. I work for the Park Service. I work 40 hours a week. I come home and I work on this every night and every weekend. Oh, yeah, and I'm a mom and a wife as well. So life still is happening around me.
Sure.
It's crazy.
Yeah,
poor kid is like, Mom! Yeah. So, this is well worth the time and energy, and I'm willing to pour myself into it because these are my rights. These are my rights, right? Like, I haven't, just like Desi, I haven't known a life without choice. Like, who the hell thinks they're going to take that away from me? Like, No. I grew up in a union household. You fight. You march. You organize. You get all your friends together, and you stand up against this, and that's what we're doing.
Well said, and I don't think that anybody listening would say that you have to worry about speaking after Desiree because you're doing a fine job of inspiring yourself there. I think so. I wouldn't worry about it. It sounds like you're going to have a great event there. Can you hang on the line here? And if nothing else, what I'd like to do is when we go to wrap things up, I want to give everybody a chance to have some parting words there for everyone that's listening in, and we've really had the phone lines lighting up tonight. I love it, and I'm sorry that so many of you have had to wait so long to get on the phone, but just more testament to your tenacity and determination, I guess, in making sure that the word gets out here. So I'm glad we're able to oblige you in this small way. Will you be able to stay on the line there with us, Bridget?
I'll do my best. I'll try to keep my eyes awake.
Okay, great. Well, you, come on now. It's only like 10:15 back there, isn't it?
Yeah, but I get up at like 5 a.m. to go to work.
Oh, okay.
It's a long day. It's a long day. But,
I'm
tough. I can deal.
Yeah, I know. I can tell. It sounds like you are. It's great. Bridget Montana. Okay, we're going to get back to her in a second. I'm going to go to... I'm going to go to 201. 201, if you're still on there, I'm going to come to you next. Then I'm going to go to 503, then I'm going to go to 410, and then I'm going to go to 225. Those are the area codes. And anyone listening, I've got more calls coming in now, but that haven't been on hold that long. So we'll get to you, too. Hopefully we've got 40 minutes left. Anyone listening that wants to get on the air and has a question or a comment or wants to tell their story and how they're tied in, to what's happening here with the women that are united against the war on women, call us. The call-in line is 646-929-2495, and then press the number 1 after the nice British-sounding robot lady says that you're on Blog Talk Radio. So I'm going to go to area code 201. 201, I hope you're still there. This is Dawn. Who am I speaking with?
Hi, this is Jennifer Rao. I'm the National Twitter Team Coordinator.
Oh, great. And Jennifer, where are you calling from?
I'm in New Jersey, so I'm up late. But it's okay.
Sure.
Well worth the wait.
Oh, great. Well, have you been able to listen in very long tonight?
Oh, yes, I've been on since you started.
Oh, okay, great. Well, thanks for staying on hold so long. I really appreciate it. So you got to hear... Karen and Renee and Desiree and Bridget and Darrell and Peggy and everybody else that's been on. What's going on in the Garden State, right? New Jersey, the Garden State, home of Chris Christie.
Absolutely. Well, we are, as is everybody else, we are having our rally on Saturday. It starts at noon and ends at 4, and I haven't myself been as involved in the planning of it, but we have two wonderful ladies named Pat Reed and Janice Real that have done a lot of planning for it, and they've done an amazing job putting everything together. And hello?
I'm sorry.
That's on
my end. There's a little bit of a gremlin in the switchboard here or something with my Skype hookup that's dropping me off every once in a while. It's getting kind of frightening, but I'm back here. What do you feel, first off, where are you having your rally or march?
We will be in Trenton.
Oh, you will be. Are you going to start in a certain location and then march through the Capitol, or are you going to meet there and do like Bridget was saying in Montana and march around the Capitol? How are you working that out?
Actually, in New Jersey, we are having a rally, and we're located right across the street from the state capitol.
Okay.
There's a little designated area that they have for us. And as Desiree was saying, the NYPD has just rolled out the red carpet. The New Jersey State Campus Police have been very, very, very kind to us as well.
Great, great. Do you have any idea yourself? I've been asking everybody as far as what they have a feeling for numbers. What are they looking forward to there?
Well, you know, I hate to say it, but, you know, this is New Jersey, and New Jersey always sometimes gets that short end of the stick being between, you know, New York City and Washington, D.C. But I believe we're going to have a decent turnout. We have over 350 members on Facebook, and that's not to say everyone, you know, will be there, but even if half of us show up with at least one person, that would be about, you know, 500 people or so. But, again, it's New Jersey. It's Trenton, where Trenton is located. I'm sure we can pull in people from the Philadelphia area and the western Pennsylvania area as well. And, you know, everyone from South Jersey. I'm from North Jersey myself, so actually it would have been easier and closer for me to go to New York City, but I'm in New Jersey, so I wanted to participate in the New Jersey state.
Sure, I've heard a lot of women, you know, make that same comment where it would be easier for them to go to, you know, this state rather than drive to the Capitol or a major city that was in having a march. But they said the same thing. Hey, I live in this state, so that's where I'm going to go. And I commend you for that, and hope you every success there. Do you have a agenda of speakers lined up or anything like that, any kind of organization in that department?
Oh, yeah, we have a lot. We have quite a few speakers. We have several state. I'm looking for the list right now. We have, where did it go? Well, that's not New Jersey. Well, we have several state legislative people, representatives, and whatnot. I know
that
we have people from now that are speaking. I myself am a speaker.
Mm-hmm.
Did you say
that you could have some representatives there, some state representatives?
Yeah, we have representatives.
Great.
New Jersey State Senator Loretta Weinberger. Is one. The other, we're waiting for another one. They're still pending, so I don't want to say their name just in case that they're not there. I don't want to put that out there and then they not.
Right.
But we have actually quite a lineup of speakers.
A couple of questions for you, Jennifer, and there are some that I've asked the other people here too. First off, how long? And maybe you said, but I'm getting a little tired myself, even though it's only 9:30 where I'm at. But what was it that got you involved, and how long ago did you get involved?
Well, you know, I was involved with, I want to say within the first 24 hours that they posted this on Facebook, but I think it was more like the first 48 hours that it was posted on Facebook. I know I was within the first 1,500 people that signed up. I've been involved basically since the beginning, and I got involved pretty deeply right away. I am, as I said, the Twitter team coordinator, and I do all the tweeting on the national end, and I also tweet for New Jersey, and I set up all the accounts for everybody and all that fun stuff. But I got involved because, I'm the daughter of a woman who passed away at the age of 28 from cervical cancer. And I myself have fertility issues. And when I heard all this, I watch the news daily. I'm rather addicted to the news. And so I've been watching all this stuff happen over the, you know, last couple of years and whatnot. And then when I started hearing that they were trying, when they were, when the big issue came out over the birth control, and who was going to pay for it, and all this and that, and should women have it, and then when Rick Santorum made the comment about infertile people basically should not be married, it really ticked me off.
Wow.
Because I've been married for 10 years. Should I not be married because I can't have children? You know what I mean? How fair is that?
I thought I'd heard everything that he said. I missed that one. What did he have a recommendation for what they should do if they don't get married? Did he say they should, like, go off to a colony someplace or something? Or
I don't know, but if he did, I would really like to know that because, as I said, I mean, does that even make sense? If you're not fertile, if you can't have children, you shouldn't be married.
Well, I mean, that's just
a generalization of what he said. At this moment, I can't remember his exact words, but I know they were along the lines of infertile people should not get married, is basically what he was saying. And that just really ticked me off because I've been married for over 10 years. I love my husband. I don't want to be with anybody else. But because I can't have children or somebody else can't have children, they should not be able to, they should not be married.
Well, it's totally ridiculous. Totally.
But then I have an issue with they're trying to say, oh, women shouldn't take birth control or, you know, whatever it is with that. And I have a condition where, to be perfectly honest with you, if I had known 10 years ago to take birth control and it would give me the estrogen I needed, I would have been able to have the family I wanted. Some people, you know, it's birth control is not just for people who don't want to get pregnant. Some people take it for other reasons. Some people take it so they can get pregnant. So
exactly.
To try to just take all this away from us and change the rules and, as you know, as Desiree said, take our choices away from us. When these are choices that are, in some cases, life-saving.
Well,
that's not the America I know. That's all. America I was taught about in history class is not what I'm seeing on the TV every day, and I can't.
Right.
I can't let my nieces and nephews and my friends' children grow up in to a country that got sent back 50 years and not stand up and say something.
Right.
When I know I had that opportunity.
Exactly. You know, and on the other side of the coin, a lot of these politicians, they're not seeing America either, evidently, because they constantly are getting in front of a camera and telling us what the American people want when every poll that's out there is showing something else.
Yes, exactly. One of my favorite tweets that I send out almost daily is, have you contacted the ANA yet or your congressperson? Tell Congress they need to legislate and doctors need to medicate.
Right. And some of the legislators need their medication adjusted. I couldn't pass that up, so I had to throw that in there. I've got some other people on the line here. Jennifer, are you going to be able to hang in there for the last 20 some minutes?
Oh yeah, no, that's fine. I'll be awake. I'll be right here waiting.
Okay, great. I'm going to try to get back to you with some parting comments here, but I'm going to try to get everybody in here that's been on hold and some for quite a while, almost an hour. Jennifer, thanks. Jennifer in New Jersey. Thank you very much. I'm going to be going to 503 next, area code 503. And Desiree, if you're out there, I'm sorry. Your phone either dropped a battery and went dead on us, or if somehow the power went out, I don't know it, but it wasn't us, and I'm going to get a hold of you on Facebook or whatever. I've got your number. I'll call you, and we'll chat some more. I really enjoy talking to you. I'm going to go to 503. After 503, we're going to area code 410, area code 225-425. 248 and 256. That's everybody else that's on hold right now. I've been waiting for various lengths of time. And let's see, area code 503. You've been on an awful long time, I think, on hold. Are you still with us?
Hi, Don. Yes, I am. How are you doing this evening?
I'm doing great. Who is this and where are you calling from?
My name is Eileen Mihich. I'm 19 years old, and I'm calling from Portland, Oregon.
Great, Eileen. What's on your mind? I appreciate you calling in.
I'm calling because I found out about this grassroots movement just a few weeks ago. I actually saw a small poster posted up at one of the places I volunteer at. And I also go to Portland Community College Cascade here in Portland, Oregon. And I was walking on campus, and I was thinking to myself, gosh, there's so many posters about so many other, you know, important issues going on, but where are the posters for this? Where is the awareness for this? And even though I am just one small person and just one young woman, I'm like, well, I can still make a difference and I can still contribute to this. I feel like this is a very important thing to do. And so I've been speaking to classes all this week. I've been signing up people to ride the bus from our campus out to Salem, our state capital, to protest all of the nonsense that has been going on these last couple months during the year 2012, and also some of the nonsense even the beginning of last year. And it's just been gaining momentum, and more things have been happening ever since. And, yeah, it's just ridiculous. I've been, you know, laying awake for nights for months and months now, just not even getting the right sleep, not even eating right, just because not only am I a busy college student, but also just because of everything I've been hearing. And, you know, during a time in our country when, as you can see, everything has just become so chaotic with our economy and everything else, just everyone's basic livelihood is being threatened. And the last thing we need right now is for our health to be threatened, specifically women's health, because we are the hearts of our communities. We are the life givers, and we do need to be respected for that. And we do not need to be talked down to. We do not need to be controlled by our state and by the church. We need to be our own masters because we are equal. And this is year 2012. This is not year 1712. This is not year fight 1512. You know, there may have been times when they could have controlled women and their bodies, and there were times when they did silence our voices, but not today. This is 2012, and quite frankly, all of these politicians need to grow up and get over themselves.
Well, I tell you what, those are some pretty profound and amazing and powerful words there, and even more so when, you know, you tell me that you're 19 years old. You sound incredibly intelligent and that's very well put. Are you planning on, now you said that you've got a busload of people that you've coordinated that you're going to take to a rally. Are you going to Salem?
Yes, well, I cannot give all the credit to myself because I have also been speaking to another field organizer named Jeannie Fine, and her, and I know there's another person named Amanda Schroeder who are more local organizers, but they've been more in charge of, you know, finding the funding, finding the sponsors for the two buses for the Portland area. And luckily, all I did was I just got the word out on my campus because I felt that there needed to be representation for this specific campus, but also because there just needed to be people, period. More people, the more energy, the better. And so I give credit to them for, and also other organizers I don't know about, for finding the funding and finding a sponsor for these buses. And the only credit I give myself is simply speaking and passing the message along and getting people signed up to ride that bus. And that's what's most important. People need to be voicing, especially women need to be voicing how they feel about this because this is going to affect them. This is a very historic year, especially towards election year. After this election year, it pretty much determines what our futures are going to be like as women, as human beings, in this country. And I think it's kind of sad that in 2012, when I speak of women's rights to some, you know, to some classmates or to some people, I still get the question, now, women's rights are human rights, correct?
Wow.
So it's kind of sad to see that the consciousness of our country and of people is changing, thank goodness, but you'll still see a lot of old ideology from many,
sure,
and also some ridiculous ideology. And so it is
right,
kind of sad that we still have to remind people they're human rights. We're human.
Right. Well, you're right. And you know, those are the same people or the same mindset that look at the women as some kind of, you know, interest group or whatever,
or
like
not
they're
even
used to dealing with. Yeah, yeah.
They look
or,
at
you know,
us as some kind
that
of commodity that they can use in their own little political scheme. I don't even know if these politicians are looking at us as human beings. I think they're just looking
at us as
you know, pawns in their game.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know what they're looking at. Sometimes I don't think they're looking at the same reality that I am. Eileen, how do you spell your first name?
My first name is the original Irish spelling. It's E-I-L-E-E-N.
Okay. I've got your telephone number on the studio screen here. I'm not going to give it out on the air, but what I'd like to do is I'd like to give it to one of the organizers in Oregon and let them give you a call, because I think you're somebody that needs to get in touch with these people. That it doesn't sound like you're directly connected with the movement, that you're more with the cause of the movement and bringing your own group. But I hear a voice here that I think needs to be heard, you know, not just for this, but for any kind of injustice. And I'd like to have you talk to somebody that even if all you do is chat on the phone, I'd still like to have you talk to somebody that's a organizer down there that's doing a heck of a job. And I think you'd be a tremendous asset to this, and what you're doing there is very commendable. And I, for one, would like to say thank you, and I've not even met you, but I really appreciate you calling in and sharing your thoughts. Very, very well put. And as Desiree was saying earlier, you know, she had a grandmother that insisted that she use critical thought, and it definitely sounds like you have the same kind of background in that. Somewhere along the line, you're using critical thought, not just going with the flow and making your own decisions, and you sound very intelligent and bright and a real breath of fresh air. You're the youth that everybody keeps talking about that's going to inherit what we have here to work with. And so people like myself that, you know, are in our, you know, approaching our last few decades, hopefully I'll last a few more decades, you know, we're the ones that are going to leave whatever it is behind for you. So it's very commendable that you're paying attention and making your voice heard. I'm very impressed, and I hope to hear from you again. I think I will. I'll probably see you speak in some place and remember this phone call. Will you be able to stay on the line till we wrap it up here in about 20 minutes? I may have some comments for you from some of these other people that are calling in.
Yeah, I was just going to say, I don't think I will be able to stay on the line much longer, but I want to say thank you for your last comment, and also to get in contact with me, other local Oregon organizers. I'm actually calling from a different phone, but if they want to contact me on Facebook, they can look up my first and last name. I don't know if I can give that over the air or not.
Yeah, that's fine. You're among friends here, I think. Is your first name spelled like you just gave it to me?
Yes.
The last name?
Yeah, it is Mihich. It's spelled M as in Mary, I-H, and then I-C-H.
M-I-H-I-C-H?
Yes.
Okay. All right, I'll pass that info on to one of the organizers down there in Oregon, and they'll probably get a hold of you within the next 24, 36 hours. But it's been a pleasure. If I could ask you on Facebook, find our site for our page for Speaking of America, and I'd love to have some of your thoughts and comments on there, too. I really appreciate you calling in, very, very much so.
Well, yes, definitely, and thank you for this opportunity. It just feels wonderful, and it really touches my heart, and this whole movement touches all of our hearts, and I'm just really glad that it's happening because it's about time.
Well, I hear a lot of twanging in the background here in my headset, so I think you're pulling some heartstrings, too, with your thoughts and your voice. So keep it up. Keep up the good work, and I hope to be talking to you again soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Eileen. And that speaking of breaths of fresh air and whatnot, not that I haven't had a lot of them tonight, but that's just great to have somebody 19 years old that's taken the matter into their young hands here, coordinating buses and whatnot to get this thing, you know, more people to the rallies. Incredible there. There's a force to be reckoned with in our future. That's great. I'm going to go to area code 410. 410, I hope you're still on the line here. You've been waiting almost an hour. Are you still there, 410?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Deirdre, and I'm calling from Maryland.
Oh, wow. So we've got you up late tonight, don't we?
Yes, you do. You had me on my cell phone earlier. It's 443, and I lost it, so I called back on my landline.
Okay, great. Well, thanks a lot, Deirdre, for calling back in. Did you just were you able to hear Eileen, the young girl in Portland?
Yes, I did, and I'm extraordinarily impressed with her and all the younger generation.
Yeah, that's great. Well, it's great to hear somebody, you know, that young get on the line tonight and share their thoughts and what they're doing. It's just very, very inspiring to me. So that really touched me. What's happening in the fine state of Maryland?
Well, the fine state of Maryland is having a rally on Saturday at the War Memorial Plaza in Baltimore City.
Mm-hmm.
And we're expecting, hopefully, a large crowd.
Great. And are you going to have a march to that point? Are you just going to meet there and have a rally? And do you have kind of an agenda set up with speakers or anything? What can you share with us there?
Well, what I can tell you is that it is a rally. There is no march. And I was not as involved in the Maryland getting together as I should have been. I started out as the Maryland state leader and wound up as a regional liaison with seven states under my belt. So I had to step away from organizing in Maryland, but I have been involved with seven other states. And
wow.
I can tell you that those states have worked hard and that the people involved in Maryland and Colorado and Rhode Island and Delaware and West Virginia and Rhode Island and Maine have worked so hard to pull this off on Saturday, and I am so in awe of the men and the women who have worked so hard that I sit back every night and I think to myself, this is absolutely incredible.
Yeah, it's great. It really is. I want to tell everybody that's on the line here that are waiting, I'm going to be going to 225 and 248, 256 area code and 425. And then everybody that's on hold, if you're still with us, I'm going to probably run over a little bit. The show, I don't think, will be heard over the internet, but we'll be able to keep going on the phone for a little bit because I do want to let everybody that's on hold now get on and speak to us. So, Deirdre, will I be able to put you on hold? Can you hang in there with us for a little bit longer?
I can.
Okay, I sure appreciate you sticking with us and switching phones. Deidre in Maryland calling and telling us what's going on there. I'm going to go to area code 225, spend a couple of minutes with you. 225, are you still with us there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, and who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
My name is Patricia Gill, and I'm in Louisiana.
Oh, another lady from Louisiana. Okay. And have you been working with Renee down there at all?
Yes, as a matter of fact, Renee and I started in Louisiana at about the same time. And then she went on to become regional, then part of the national team. And
uh-huh.
I started in Louisiana, and now I'm on the regional liaison team.
Great. And you're looking forward to a good event Saturday, I take it?
Oh, yeah. In Louisiana, we have about just over 500 members on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to have a wonderful rally in downtown Baton Rouge and with some wonderful speakers. And I also want to tell you about the wonderful people that I work with. I have 10 states that I
mm-hmm.
oversee.
Mm-hmm.
And they are, like Deidre said, working so hard. But here's the thing you need to know. The personal stories of all these women, of what brought them to this cause, is what is really amazing. When you hear
oh, yes.
what they have to say, what has happened maybe in their life, to their children, to their mother, the stories of their grandmothers.
Oh, yeah.
That is what is truly amazing.
Right, that's the fuel that that keeps the engine going. I mean, you know, some of the stories that I've heard in previous programs where we've you know touched on this movement and the subjects you know surrounding it, and that truly is you know inspirational. You know, we've heard a few of them tonight, and Desiree, speaking of the woman, I think it was on the train or the subway. You know, 85 years old comes to mind. That is the fuel to the fire. And then when we, you know, hear like the young gal from Portland calling in, you know, it just inspires me to know that, hey, you know, the kids are getting on board too, you know, in doing it intelligently, not like, oh, hey, here's a protest, let's go hang out or whatever. That young lady in Portland had a lot to say and did it well. So this is going to be an incredible weekend, and I don't at any point of this think that it's the end of these voices. It's not a one-trick pony. It's an organization that's put together and just been an incredible feat that that you ladies and your supporters and some men too have helped put together, and I think it's going to live a long life and do some good work, and Saturday's just the start, so I'm really looking forward to see how this turns out. Really am.
Yeah. Well, it is going to be phenomenal. And when Nancy Pelosi looked out on the TV screen and asked where are the women regarding that panel that
mm-hmm.
they had on birth control, what we're
right.
going to do is make sure that no one will ever ask that question again, because we will be everywhere.
Exactly. Exactly. Well said. Patricia, I'm going to try to get these last two or three callers that have been on hold in before the top of the hour, and then I think I'll be able to chat with people and get a few parting words even after. We just won't be we'll be able to hear each other, but I don't think we'll be online. But I want to grab these last three people that are on hold in the 248, 256, and 425 area code. So can you hang on there, Patricia?
Oh, yes.
Okay, thank you so much. Patricia down in Louisiana. Okay, I'm going to go to 248 and 248. I know you've been on hold for a long time. I've got a couple of minutes that we can chat. Who am I speaking with and where are you calling from?
Hey, Don, it's Karen Teagarden actually again. I guess I called
oh.
back. I came back into your queue. I just wanted, first of all, I have to say, I am so proud of this team after hearing everyone speaking. But I wanted to let you know that last week, now, the National Organization of Women, who is one of our endorsers, did an action alert to all of their members across the country. I got a call today from Move On, and they're doing, they're making everybody, their members, aware of our events. So things are really starting to pick up. And I just
That's
wanted to
great.
Speak a little bit, too, about some of the speakers we have around the country. One of the things that we're doing at all of our events, of course, because the main thing this is it's all about our voices, every citizen's voice. We have people who are in our membership who've shared their stories. This has been so enlightening for so many people in our membership, because not only working on this event together and getting to know one another, but some women have shared their stories for the first time in their lives. It has empowered them to speak up. And we have our members sharing their stories at our events, which is really important. In addition to that, we have Jennifer Granholm speaking. We have Senator Debbie Stabenow speaking. We have the president of NOW, Terry O'Neill, speaking. We have Sarah Silverman is speaking. We have Martha Plimpton speaking. So there is such a wide range of people who are running for office, politicians, members, people from organizations that are involved with us. It is such a great range of speakers covering the gamut of our issues and all walks of life.
Right. It's incredible.
I just wanted to give you that overview
yeah.
from someone who is looking at the big picture from the national perspective.
Sure. And, you know, I'm just really excited. I'm excited for you and excited for what's going to happen Saturday. I don't think there'll be anybody having to ask, again, you know, where are the women? They're going to be out here in force. It's great. Karen, when you talk to Desiree, would you please tell her I didn't hang up on her? Her call dropped off. I think her cell phone battery kind of
sure
died.
I am sure she knows that. And I will say one other thing, because you were asking about the press. If the press doesn't cover this, it says more about the press.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
I will say they're starting to call now. So I'm hopeful.
If they don't call now, they'll be calling after the weekend. So I really appreciate it. I've got just these last two calls. I'm going to try to jam it here before 10 o'clock. Karen, thank you so much for what you've done here. It's incredible, and I know we'll be staying in communication, and we'll talk again, and I would really like to touch base with you after the weekend and get your thoughts.
You bet.
So, okay, great. Karen Teagard, one of the founders of the movement here. I'm going to go to 256, and I'm so sorry you've been waiting so long, and we're running out of time here, but 256, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Alabama, Don. This is Rebecca Christ.
Alabama.
I'm the state leader for Alabama.
Okay, great. And I'm sorry, I talked over your name. What's your first name?
Rebecca.
Rebecca, okay. So what's happening down there in Alabama?
Well, our rally is obviously Saturday from 2 to 6 p.m. We have a four-hour rally at the Capitol building in Montgomery. Our speaker lineup is absolutely, absolutely incredible. We've got two Alabama state senators. We've got a candidate for the Alabama Supreme Court. We've got a speaker from the American Civil Liberties Union, a speaker from Occupy Birmingham, a speaker.
Wow.
Yeah, it's some good ones. A speaker from Planned Parenthood. We've got a speaker from the National Lawyers Guild. It's amazing. The most exciting one that the one that I'm most excited about is Doris Crenshaw. She was active in the civil rights movement, a friend of Martin Luther King and Rosa Parks both.
Right.
She will be speaking with us on Saturday. I'm very, very excited to meet her.
Well, that sounds like you got a great lineup, and again, down there in the deep south and in the red zone.
Is it red down here? I'm originally from Michigan and moved down here 9 years ago, and boy, is it red down here.
Well, you're doing a heck of a job. It sounds like you're holding your ground. So we need to touch base again after this weekend. So keep our number handy and call us back in after the weekend and call back in and share with us how it went. And I'll be looking at the websites and all, too. I've got one last call I want to get to before the top of the hour, but hang on, Rebecca, because I want to come back and chat with you afterwards for just a second. So I'll be right back with you. I'm going to go to 425 to wrap it up here. If you're still on, 425 is a Washington number, I think.
Yeah,
425, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Jeannie?
This is Jeannie. I'm actually a campus outreach organizer for Oregon. I have an area code for Washington, but I moved recently and became really active with the Oregon rally in Salem.
Right. You work with Christine, right?
I do. I work with Christine as well as Eileen. And I just wanted to mention, I was really moved when you asked about our personal stories, because I think that's one thing that connects us all past being just women. And for me, I refuse to be sent back to the kitchen. I have the right to decide when I bear child. So be forewarned, men in suits who want to keep me barefoot, for I am not alone. On April 28th, you will see our power at the Capitol. You will see our numbers and be unable to just close your eyes as you ask us to do. So we will have a great presence in Salem. 2,000 to 3,000
wow.
people expected.
That's great. I love that. 2,000 or 3,000, you think, Jamie?
That's what we're expecting. That's what we have permits and insurance for, working together with the police force as well, and we'll have porta potties available. You heard about our bus transportation system.
Right.
Also,
now,
we have some prominent speakers, Congresswoman Suzanne Bonamici from the U.S. House of Representatives for Oregon, and the first African-American legislator, Margaret Carter, will be speaking as well.
Great. So now you mentioned earlier, you said that you worked with Eileen also. Were you speaking of the young lady that called in talking about getting the buses together?
Yeah, that's right. That's our young activist.
Okay, great. Well, then she's already hooked up with you. I was going to get her information and get it off to Christine, because I'm going, this girl's got to hook up with the Oregon women down there, because she just sounds like an incredible spirit. Jamie, thanks so much for calling in and waiting so long to get on the line. I'm going to go back and let everybody just have a few words. It's still on hold here, and I can finish up again with you here. So if you can just give me a minute, I want to go down the line here and see if we still got them on and thank them for being on tonight. And I sure appreciate what you're doing, and I appreciate you taking the time to get on here with us tonight too.
Excellent. Thank you much.
Okay, I'll be back with you here in just a second. I'm going to go back here and see if perhaps Peggy and George is still here. Peggy, are you hanging in there this late?
Oh, yeah, I'm always up late.
Okay, great. Can I give you 30 seconds?
Okay, are you looking for why I'm involved?
Sure. If you have to take a little longer than 30 seconds, shoot, do it.
All right, I'm a 46-year-old mom of four kids in Georgia, in the middle of Redville, and I always took for granted that the progress we'd made in women's rights wasn't going to be lost, and I always told my kids, well, as long as you're making progress, it might be slow, but it's still progress, and then all this nationwide coordinated effort to push back women's rights started coming out, and it scared the hell out of me, because I have a daughter who's 19, and I have three boys, and this affects all of them, not just the girls, but the boys too. And I want my children to have a better world than what I have.
Will your children be attending the rally in March with you?
My older two will be. My daughter is in college in Atlanta, and my son is a junior in high school, he asked me to make him a shirt. Okay. And the younger two I'm leaving at home because they're 15 and 13. I think they're a little young. But I'm taking my older two with me, and they're going to march proudly.
Great.
I felt so strongly when all the news came out with the nonsense about transvaginal ultrasounds and Sandra Fluke not being allowed to testify, and it made me so angry and so frightened for the future.
Just totally incredible nonsense.
Absolutely, and I felt guilty about being complacent about my rights being secure. And I realized this is something we can never, ever be complacent about again. Even if the elections go well and we put people in office this time around who are friendly to our causes, we can't ever relax or the same thing happen again.
Well, it's a wake-up call, I think, from what happened in 2010 in the midterm elections. And I think that people need to stay awake and not ever let our legislation be hijacked as it was. And that's my opinion. Peggy, thanks so much for calling in. I would like to have you call us back in the next Monday or the Monday after and just drop us a little update on how things went Saturday. I'll be watching the website and the Facebook site too to see, but it'd be great. You're welcome to call in anytime and share with me how everything went.
Well, I appreciate that. Do we use the same number?
Yes, you do. Yeah, you do.
Okay.
You use the same number. And I'm on every Monday night at 8 o'clock, this program. We have other coffee party radio programs that cover some similar topics, but I'm on every Monday night, 8 o'clock Pacific, 11 o'clock East Coast time. And I appreciate you taking the time to call in.
Well, thank you so much for giving us
a voice.
Thank
you, Peggy. You bet. Peggy in Georgia. Let's see. I'm going to take the people on the East Coast that are up to the latest here, see if Darrell in Virginia still on the line. Darrell, are you there?
I'm still here.
Okay, great. Do you have some parting words for us?
I do. I'm not too prone to hyperbole, and I certainly don't compare the people who are sort of attacking our rights to the Japanese, but when the Japanese attacked Pearl Harbor, the admiral of their fleet expressed his fear that Japan had woken a sleeping giant, and the people who are attacking women's rights in this country have woken a sleeping giantess.
I agree. Oh, okay. Well, Darrell, if you're able to hear us still, your call just dropped off, and I don't know what kind of ailment that was there, but you did get your point out about the sleeping giant being awoken here. Let's see if Renee, one of our first callers, and she's down in Georgia, the national organizer. Renee, are you still with us there?
Yeah, I'm still here.
Okay. Any parting words for everybody that's still on the line?
I just want to say I'm a mother too. I'm 43, and I have a 23-year-old and a 22-year-old. And part of my passion in getting involved with this was because of them. And me, I am just tonight, I'm beyond words because so many of our campus organizers across the country have called in and spoke to you. And they are such a vital part of what we're doing. And I have I've just been honored. I have the blessing and opportunity to be able to work with every single state in this country because as the national campus organizer, I get to meet all of these individual young people. And it is just amazing. And I just want to thank you so much for allowing them to have a voice.
Well, and I, it's an honor really to to do my small little part to help, you know, get awareness if we, you know, just reach a handful of people and then they reach out and touch another handful. It keeps going from there. My thinking is really that these numbers are going to be a lot bigger than everybody thinks they're going to be.
I think so too.
Unless there's just some crazy, stupid weather on a nationwide basis, I think this is going to be a huge success, and there's going to be a lot of eyes opened on this. And again, I don't think anybody's going to have to say, where are the women? Because they're going to be out there, and everybody will know it. So Renee
and
down in Louisiana. Yeah, and the men too. Yeah, I know. I keep forgetting us guys, and there are some too. I know of many that are going to be going to events here in Washington. So you know, it's as one person said. You know, women have rights. Men have rights. Human rights include men and women, for crying out loud.
Exactly.
I mean, we're all
human.
So. Yeah, this is just it's depressing that it has to happen, but it is going to happen, and the way it's going to happen is enlightening and exciting to me. So I'm looking forward to this Saturday too, and I extend the invitation to you and everybody else that's on the line, so I don't have to keep repeating myself, that I would love to have you all call in at your leisure in the upcoming Mondays, and doesn't matter what the topic is that we're having on the program, call in and we'll take a couple minutes to find out how things went in your part of the country on this, because I'd like to hear from y'all as to how everything went. So Renee, thank you so much for taking time and staying on the line so long. I know it's late where you're there down in Louisiana, and I appreciate you taking the time, and I hope we talk again real soon.
All right. Thank you very much.
You bet. I'm going to go that wasn't east there. That was deep south, but I'm going to go to Jennifer in New Jersey if she's still hanging there with us. Are you there, Jennifer?
Yes, I am, Don. Thank you.
All right. Great. Okay. I'm going to give you some parting moments here with everybody that's online too. So, what would you like to say before we call it a night?
I would just like to say, first of all, thank you, Don, for giving us this wonderful platform this evening to get our voices out and our messages heard. I want to say thank you to Karen and Desi for having the courage to put this on Facebook and not know what was going to happen with it. And then when it started just spreading like wildfire, stepping up and taking control and helping guide everybody. And as a lot of people said, it's been quite a blur for the last 2 months for a lot of us. I know for myself, one of those is included. And I just want to say I can't wait for Saturday to get here. I really can't. I just couldn't be more proud to be a part of this history. And as I said before, I'm a history buff. I love history. Mm-hmm. And what I'm seeing in America, what I'm seeing happen right now, it's not the America I was taught about. It's not the kind of people I was raised to think that we are. And to know that I have a voice in helping change our country, and it just blows my mind. I couldn't be more proud. And thank you, and thank everybody. That's all I can.
You bet. You bet. Well, thank you too. And you say that you know that you're a history buff and you love history, and you know you're going to be one of the people Saturday that's making history. So somebody in the future is going to read about you and everyone like you that's out here to make a stand. And you know, I salute you for that, and I'll be out there with you on this side of the country. So Jennifer in New Jersey, thank you so much. Thank you so much for calling in. And again, the invitation's out to you. Please call in the coming Monday, same number, and give us a little shout out and let us know how it went.
Absolutely. Thank you, Don.
Okay, Jennifer in New Jersey. I've got Deidre, Patricia, Deidre in Maryland, Patricia in Louisiana, and Rebecca in Alabama there to touch base with, and we'll call it a night if they're all still here. Deidre, you still on the line there?
Yes, I am.
Okay, got some parting words for us night owls?
Yes, I do. First,
okay.
I want to thank you very much for giving us this forum.
and for giving voice to what we think and what we feel. But I think the most important thing, aside from saying thank you to everyone who's been involved in this and who's worked so terribly hard over the last 2 months, is to remember that we have a voice and we have to use it, and we have a vote and we have to cast it. And come November, they are going to know where the women are and where the men are and where the Americans are. We will not accept it. Enough is enough.
You said some great things tonight, and I was just trying to jot down the one thing that you just said here. We have a voice, and
we have a vote. We have to cast it.
There we go. I love it. Now, is that a Deirdre original?
Yeah, it is a Deirdre original.
Okay, well, we've got two great ones. I love it. I'm going to be posting those on my site, I tell you, because I also liked, I jotted down what Desiree said earlier, that democracy is a road. It's not a destination.
It is a road, and it's a road that we have to travel.
Yeah, that's great. Well, with people like yourself and all these other people that we had on the line tonight, we're going to get there, you know, and they're like all roads. There's going to be some potholes, and there may be a detour. There may even be a roadblock, but there's always a way around them. And, you know, we're going to figure it out.
Way around them.
Yeah. Yeah. I appreciate you taking the time and, you know, being it so late back east there, calling in. Really appreciate it, Deirdre. And again, say to you, like everybody else, call in the following Mondays and let me know how Saturday went. I'm looking forward to hearing from you and talking with you again. Thanks so much.
Thank you very much. And again, thank you for giving us forum voice.
My pleasure. My pleasure. Deirdre in Maryland, and good night to you too. Patricia in Louisiana, and then we'll go to Rebecca in Alabama. We're back down south again with the southern ladies. Patricia, you still there?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Got some parting words here for, like I said, the us night owls. We're really up late tonight, aren't we, on a Monday?
Oh, we're up late since the last 10 weeks. It's been late nights, and it's been wonderful work. I think what I'd like to say is that what we're doing now, hopefully we can honor those that came before us.
Right.
When the country was founded and rights, equal rights, were bestowed upon men, and women have had to fight for every little bit to own their own property, to handle their own money, to vote. Those women that came before us, we must honor them in what we do. And I will stand proudly with everybody in this organization to get our voices heard, because we have to do this now. We can't
wait
any longer.
Yeah, and you know, when you speak of the women in history and what they've gone through to, you know, in their efforts to make things better for those that follow, you know, up to and including being harmed and even killed to get things like the right to vote. And I don't want to see anybody go backwards. Women, African Americans, any of us, you know, we have rights. People have fought for those rights. People have died for those rights. People have been maimed and damaged for life to get those rights. There's been all kinds of suffering for this, and there's no reason to go backwards. And it's a phrase that gets used a lot, but it's not going to happen on my watch. I'll go down swinging myself if that's what it comes to. So.
Well, we do appreciate everything that you've done, allowing us this forum as well. It's wonderful to finally have someone listen to us and let us speak.
Well, I'm just a grain of sand on Miami Beach, but I hope that we've reached some people and we've reached definitely enough, and what Karen has done and Desiree and all you people that are in the movement, you've definitely reached enough to make a stand. And I think Saturday is, as I said earlier, I think it's going to be bigger than what people think it was going to be. I think that the numbers that people are saying are smaller than what they're really going to be, because you're always going to have people that are going to bring people. I mean, I've gone to protests that I heard of within 24 hours, you know, and it wasn't something that I had planned. I knew about it or whatever, and then somebody called and said, hey, you know, we're going to this or we're going to that, this union thing or this Occupy thing. You know what? Okay, I'm on. I'm going. So I think you're going to have a good showing. I'm looking forward to it, and I extend the invitation to you also. Call my program any Monday night, 8 p.m. to 10 p.m. on the West Coast. And I know in Louisiana, you're what now? You're Tuesday morning already. You're like 12:15, 12:20. Yeah, we really kept you. We really kept you up late. Patricia,
early night for us.
Oh, it's early. Okay. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us and sharing your story and your information and call in anytime and chat and tell me how it's going. Okay. Thanks a lot. And we've got another lady down south here, Rebecca in Alabama. If she hung with us, we didn't get to chat with you much the first time. Rebecca, are you still there?
I sure am.
Okay. Well, you get to have, as they say on the commentators program, you get to have the last word of the guests here
the
tonight.
Last hurrah.
It's not the last hurrah, but it's the last word.
Like some of the other callers have said, I wanted to thank you for letting us tell you our stories and other people's stories. I also want to thank Karen and Desiree for having. I would use the male term, but I'll use the female term. So having the ovaries to stand up and get this organization rolling.
Somebody had to say.
Personally, myself, the reason I got involved with this is I too have children. My son is 24. My daughter is 21. When I was a younger woman, I fought for equal pay in the workplace. My mother had done the same thing. And I looked at my daughter and my son and my son's girlfriend and her four-year-old daughter, and it hit me. That generation of people don't know what it's like not to have a choice. They've never lived a life where the government was so far in their doctor's office that the doctor couldn't even do what was correct for them. My son and I were talking tonight about it, and he's just completely blown away. He looked at me and says, Mom, why aren't women treated like human beings anymore? And that's coming from a 24-year-old young man.
Right.
And I started crying when he said that. I cried throughout this entire broadcast listening to these wonderful women. And we have terrific men in our organization as well. In fact, our logistics coordinator and speaker committee coordinator is a man. And I think he's worked harder than any of us, at least in Alabama. But
yeah.
It's just, and talking about the women that have come before us and the women that will come after us, made me think of even the women in the military and what they're dealing with right now. They're good enough to lose their lives, possibly, but yet they're treated like second-class citizens when they've been assaulted within the military.
Right. Yeah. And are you alluding to this recent thing with I think it was West Point and Annapolis, where the two gals came out, you know, that were cadets or enrolled there that they had been sexually assaulted.
There's many stories coming out. Many of them are speaking up now and being kicked out of the military, having to have
mental evaluations done. Why?
Right.
They're the victim.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, like I said, this Saturday is going to be, I think, bigger than what people have anticipated. And I'm not just saying that because I support it and I'm going to it. I just have that feeling. I just have that feeling that the wave is starting to swell up and it's heading for the beach. And it's the surf's going to be up Saturday. It's going to be a big wave, and it's going to make a big noise when it hits that beach. And
Saturday's only the beginning.
Exactly. I was going to say that, you know, this isn't just a one-shot deal, a one show, and then we're out of town. It's I think you've got this way organized so tightly that it's going to be a force in itself to be reckoned with. And
absolutely.
I'm excited to have seen it start the way it did. I'm excited to have been involved in my little way to kind of follow and check in and have people call in and share their stories and their progress and their plans and other people's stories. It's been a heck of a ride so far, and I'm not ready to get off the bus. So Saturday.
Oh, I'm not either.
Yeah, but Saturday I'll be with a group of friends down south of me here at our capital in Olympia. I know that Seattle has a big agenda at Westlake and downtown Seattle, right near the high dollar shopping area. So they'll get some cameras on them. Westlake's kind of a center for the start of any kind of protest in downtown Seattle. Spokane in eastern Washington, I think, has something going on too. It's just springing up all over the place, and it's just amazing what kind of work's been done by just us regular people, regular guys and gals that have just had enough and don't want to leave this mess and let it get worse. For people like Eileen and men too, young men, our children, our grandchildren, it's got to stop. It's got to stop. Whatever we've got to do that's in our power to put an end to it, it's got to be done. Rebecca, I hope you can call in next Monday or the Monday after and just give me a quick little update of how everything went for you on Saturday, or if you get on the everybody that's still on the line here, there's about a half a dozen or so of you that are still on the line. Go to Facebook and you can find the Speaking of America Facebook page. Get in there and drop me a line, whatever. Let me know how this thing goes Saturday. I'll be following it closely. And like we said, it's not the end. It's unfortunately something that had to happen because you can't put up with what's been going on and the road they're trying to take us. It's not going to happen. So there won't be a question about voices after Saturday. They'll know where they're at. So I appreciate you taking the time in this late at night, which, you and some others say it's not that late compared to what you've been doing.
It's not that late.
yeah. But good luck to you down there in Alabama. And you're going to Montgomery, right?
Yes. Capitol Building in Montgomery.
Yeah, that's great. Good luck with you, and thanks for calling in and getting the final word. And we'll talk to you soon again, I hope.
Thanks, absolutely. You'll hear from me again.
Okay, thanks, Rebecca. And I want to thank again all of the women that called in tonight, and Caleb at Oklahoma City that we talked to earlier, the one gentleman that called in tonight. Really appreciate you taking time out of your evening to help us move the dialogue along and share what's going on. Tune in next week, as they say, when we're going to have as a guest Dan Johnson. He is the founder and the head of a movement called PANDA, and that is People Against the National Defense Administration Act. And it's mind-boggling. I'm going to post the the Appropriations Act is what I meant to say there. I'm sorry, it's late here too. But the website's been posted on the Speaking of America Facebook. Check this website out if you're not up on what's going on with this NDAA and read up on it, because we're going to peel back some of the skin on the onion here next Monday and talk with Dan and find out what is going on and what we should be concerned with. And there, in my opinion, is a lot there to be concerned with. So tune in next week, 8 o'clock Monday. Listen to all the other great shows, radio programs that we have on Blog Talk Radio through the Coffee Party USA. I'm Don, and we'll see you next Monday on Speaking of America. Have a good night.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here.
We were getting lucky in the limo, and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.